W4MKH in Jacksonville, Florida, testing my EchoLink setup to the repeater. Is anybody there?
Last call in station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. How are you today, sir?
Let's see if I got that right. That was KO4NGF, and the name is Chad on that end. The name on this end is Marshall, and W4MKH on this end. You copying?
MKH, correction. That is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo KO4NUE. Got the name right, but it's sounded pretty good. This first time up on Echo Link.
Roger that. Sorry about messing up your call sign there. Still trying to figure my way out around Echo Link. It's probably been 8 years or so since I've used Echo Link. I actually live in Jacksonville, Florida, but my wife and I want to move up either into upstate South Carolina, or in the part of South Carolina below Hendersonville. So I'm trying to make contacts with hams up there and get a little 2 meter and other stuff and how busy the clubs are. So saw you guys had an Echo Link and decided to just write it over to you.
Well, I'll pass along what I know. My name is Chad. I live in Campobello, which is definitely the upstate. I'm probably, I'd say, 5 minutes from the base of the Blue Ridge Mountains and 10 minutes from the North Carolina-South Carolina line. The repeater you're talking on is belongs to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and I am a net controller, a fill-in net controller for the net. We have a net every night at 2100 or 9 p.m. We usually have anywhere from 45 to 60 some odd check-ins a night. And we'd like for you to, I'd like to encourage you to come and check in tonight. Really nice people. Really, really close group of people that log in nightly on the repeater. And there are a couple of clubs in the area that are active. Let me let this repeater cycle, and I'll be right back. You've got the Greer Club that is located in Greer. You've got the Tryon Amateur Radio Club that's located up in Tryon, which is right in North Carolina. There's a couple of other clubs in the area I'm not too familiar with. But you also have the Warns repeater system in this area that is activated for weather and emergency purposes. That's pretty neat how that works. And Warns stands for Wide Area Repeater Network. So if there is a storm or weather or any other issue, then those repeaters are linked, and that'll get you just about across the entire state and into a little bit of North Carolina as well.
That sounds pretty good there. I have been to a breakfast club thing at the Hendersonville Club did, which is also part of BRARC, I guess. And then I checked into their Sunday night net when I was up there. We were up there for like 3 weeks in July. We're house hunting. And so trying to do stuff when I was up there, but I'm trying to find some way of participating and getting involved with the club up there in the other hams in the area while I'm still down here in Jacksonville, stuck down here. The net you're talking about tonight, that was at 2100, and is that on this repeater here, so I have access to it, the Echo Link?
That's correct. This is KO4 4 NUE for station ID. You are correct. And EchoLink, if you check in via EchoLink tonight, EchoLink participants, they have first access to getting logged into the net. In other words, you don't have to go through the alphabetical process and wait your turn. The EchoLinks are allowed to check in first. And, you know, I would make a suggestion that when you log in, if you decide to log in on EchoLink tonight, just put your name and your call out there. The net controller will ask you if you want to be in for comments or not. But when you log in, just tell them, hey, you'd like to make a comment. And when you do that, he'll probably ask you, would you like to make your comment now? And just go ahead and just put it out there and tell everybody, kind of what you're doing and what you're looking for. And the net controller he'll give you a lot more information than I can. But if you're looking for, a good place to live and nice people, I would say this would be it. I mean, this is a good place and really good clubs and as far as amateur radios go. And one thing you do need to be advised of is that if you do use EchoLink, you've got some latency issues there that you have to deal with. So my suggestion would be to, when you hit the transmit button on EchoLink, just wait a second or two and then, say what you want to say. And that'll speed things along a little bit. But I'm not seeing any issues with it right now other than just pause just a second before you decide to transmit.
W4MKH for station ID. All right, I'll take those advice and try to get in tonight to the net. I'm still learning where all these little cities are up there. I know Greer, where Greer is, and I know, of course, Greenville. And Flat Rock, which is where I'd like to live, but wife's not doesn't like the politics in North Carolina as much, so we're looking south into South Carolina. Plus, she's got a sister that lives over in the Lancaster area of South Carolina, and we have other family over around Columbia. I got involved with the Columbia Club when I was up there in 2010. I was up there on a programming contract every other week, so I got involved with them. Familiar a little bit with some of the stuff up in that area, but now we're going further north. I'm not used to working repeaters on mountaintops and what the range is like, so I want to make sure wherever I do locate, I've got access to the repeaters. Don't have to use EchoLink for that. But it's been great talking to you. I don't want to keep you too much. I want to move on and see if I can't figure out the rest of getting EchoLink here working, and I'll talk to you tonight, W4MKH.
MKH, KO4NUE. Well, I appreciate the contact, sir, and I hope I was able to be a little bit helpful to you. Just so you know, this repeater, I'm pretty sure it's got a lot. I'm pretty sure it's the oldest operating repeater in the state of South Carolina. And you have another one that's kind of busy, and that's the Mount Mitchell repeater. And I think it's the highest repeater, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be in North Carolina, though. But as far as coverage goes with this repeater, we have one contact. Well, we were able to make Toccoa, Georgia, from Caesar's Head, from there to Toccoa, Georgia, on the west side. On the north side, all the way up to Kings Mountain State Park, Kings Mountain Battlefield. And south, we've got one check-in that makes it in all the way from Johnsonville. But he's got a special antenna that he uses to get into the repeater. so I wouldn't say that would be normal, but he does make it in and the repeater gets back to him. But he's, like I said, he's got some kind of antenna that's kind of neat. But at any rate, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope I've been helpful, and you're not bogging me down at all. I'm on a road trip, and enjoyed the company. But if you need to get on out, I understand. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Appreciate the QSO, and you have a wonderful day, sir. I'm clear.
Thanks for that info, Chad. Yeah, I'm looking mainly right now in the area around Cleveland, South Carolina there. And I'm sure we'll talk later. I'll bail out of here, like I said, and get some work done, stuff around here. Great talking to you. W4MKH, clear.